The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Happy July, the 1st of July. Woo! 4th of July this week. And just to let you know, we are celebrating Independence Day by not working on Friday. It's a paid holiday. Are you wearing yours the same way as I'm wearing mine?
Yes.
You know,
but I always do so I can hear
so
out of
cute.
The one.
Oh, you do that? Here. You do that anyway?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, that was nice. That was simpatico. Yeah. We'll tell you why we're wearing, well, okay, so you can hear anything else that's going on. I'm wearing my earphones different today, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. Yeah, today is July 1st, and 7:06 in the morning, and the news, top of the hour, is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. I thought you were just doing it, you know, so we could be in solidarity.
No, it's more so I can hear other things happening.
Oh, what, some people sneaking in?
Maybe.
Well, that's scary. What'd you do over the weekend? I haven't seen you in a few days.
Just worked.
Worked.
Getting ready for the trip.
Oh, yeah. When you leaving?
Week from today.
Yeah. Where you going?
Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, you know, they've been, they recorded the largest great white, ever in Hawaii just a few days ago.
Did they?
Yeah. Off the coast there. I'm sure that. It's just probably passing through.
Yeah.
On its way to,
And there's a,
on its way,
volcano
way to the,
right now,
way too. To the, you know, someplace.
Yeah. They swim a lot.
They have to swim.
I mean.
They have no flotation.
Far though. They go far distances.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They did find the largest white shark, but it was down in, I think it was off the coast of North Carolina. Biggest one they've seen is like over 20 feet. Can you imagine? You know, things got to weigh like 2 tons.
I couldn't imagine being in the ocean and seeing that swimming by.
Well, if I was in the ocean and I saw it swimming by, I would be out of the ocean soon after that. You know, after the, let's get into, before we chit-chat. Yesterday we had a lot of chit-chatting going on. It was a great show yesterday. We had no guest yesterday, and yet the whole 2 hours filled up real quick. A slight chance of showers between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. today, plus a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 101. Chance precipitation, 20%. Tonight, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m., and with a low around 75. Wednesday, sunny and hot with a high near 104. And see, and then it starts cooling down to Thursday, 97. And on Independence Day, sunny with a high near 92. It's going to be perfect. Go out there and on Thursday and Friday, it's going to be perfect to go out and watch the fireworks. And Anderson explodes on the 3rd. And, of course, our Independence Day celebration at the Freedom Fest down at the Turtle Bay. It's going to be beautiful out there. Saturday, it's going to be 97, and it's going to stay in the double digits through Monday. Sunny and hot, though, every day. Let me see what else here. Well, here's the downside of those thunderstorms if it happens. And we've had them before, they're dry. And they just have lots of lightning strikes. It's really dry out there, and I know Cal Fire they're preparing for if there is a thunderstorm with lightning strikes and not a lot of rain, they're going to have lots of fires started.
So, yeah, it's going to be
interesting. Yeah, we've got to kind of really be watching that. But the weather report's always brought to you by some great people. The Kenny family over at Shasta Gas Propane, been in the business about 30 years. Third generation of the Kenny's running that business. So it is locally owned. It is locally operated, and it is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Good people, the Kenny family down there. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. So why am I wearing my headphone on one ear and not the other? You notice anything?
It looks like you got something done to your ear.
I have a, okay. If you do nothing else, young man, make sure that you use sunscreen on your body as you grow up. Because after exposing my body, and most of the time you're covered, except your head, face, and ears. Well, they found this, Linda noticed this little spot on my ear. So I went to the VA, let me tell you something, the VA clinic, I am so impressed by these people. So impressed. So I went in there, met the surgeon, the ENT guy. Nice guy, young, very personable, tats. And so what they did about 3 weeks ago was they took a piece of it off for, a biopsy. And they sent it off. And then, they told me, a week later, came back and they said, it's no melanoma. Okay, that's cool. And but they wanted to take the rest of it off, that discolored spot. So I went in yesterday, and it was another. I mean, if you're going to have somebody cut a piece of you off, it's got to be a good experience, right? As good as it can be. Yeah. And so that's what happened. And they you go in. It's a very simple, well, probably simple for him. I go in, they give me a shot in the ear to deaden the ear, and then he goes in and he cuts out a piece of my ear about the size, I'm trying to think it would be the size of, not a dime, it's not a dime, that'd be way too big, maybe half a dime in circumference.
Pretty good size piece.
Yeah, it's a good size piece. I got to see it afterwards.
Bigger than you thought?
Well, yeah, probably it is. But Linda was in there. They let Linda in there. Linda's asking some great questions. And I'm listening to the whole thing, because I'm just thinking, what are you going to do? It's laying there. And then they, because now you've got a hole in your ear. Not a complete hole. I mean, it doesn't go all the way through. So and this is really interesting, my friends. It really is interesting what they did to my ear and how they are treating it, because I looked it up because I had never heard of it before, and I looked it up afterwards. And it's something that is used, and I had no idea that they could do this. But I'm going to talk about that when we get back from our break. Yeah, because it's going to take a couple minutes. I know I'm sharing my medical stuff with you, but it's for two reasons. It's down at the VA clinic, and people are concerned about the treatment of veterans down there. And just let me tell you that this was a firsthand experience. I don't believe I could have been treated any better anywhere else in the world, unless they were feeding me caviar while I was being cut off. Right? Let's take this break. We come back because I've got to look up the exact nomenclature for this procedure they did and what they did to after it was done. Now they want the ear to heal, of course. And you did take out, you took out a pretty good size. So how can you do that? Well, I'm going to explain that when we get back. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, Redding. Say big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl, damaged earbud. Slightly damaged. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And it's been a, gosh, so far it's been a really good morning. It's 7:20 in the morning here on the 1st of July, Independence Month. Having Friday off for everybody. It's a paid holiday too for us. I only have a couple of those. And sometimes I change my mind. Sometimes there's more paid holidays, but there are minimums. 4th of July, Veterans Day, I think I give you Thanksgiving too. One day. I give you Thanksgiving. Maybe Christmas. Yeah, Christmas. Okay. And any other times, but then I think about it. I say, oh, yeah, just, him. This portion of the show brought to you by REU. Yeah, REU still has rebates available for those electric vehicles that can help offset the cost of the vehicle and the charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV, my friends, for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Okay, I was finishing up my ear story. Here's the whole moral of the story. And you're going to Hawaii, and I just went in there and told you, wear your sunscreen, especially on your ears, because your ears are vulnerable, because they're out there all the time. And for you, the whole top of your head. But because you insist on shaving your head. In the military, I mean, I was out in the sun all the time. And boot camp, I don't remember in South Carolina where the sun's beating down. Nobody offered us suntan or sunscreen. Maybe they do now. They might, they take it a little more seriously. But then again, when we were growing up, the idea of taking iodine and putting it in with baby oil so you could get lay out in the sun and really bake your body was a good idea. Yeah, and there's sunscreen. Your parents go, oh, here, put your sunscreen on there, And, of course, sunscreen back then, you put it on, you slather it on, and it was like white. It was like white oil. It would go on your body, and you'd have to rub it for like 12 minutes to get, so it wouldn't be white. Unless you were into the zinc oxide. Like some of my friends are really blonde, but have the zinc oxide on their noses. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
The white strips on their noses, especially the ones that were, working in the water all the time. So anyway, as I was telling you in the first part, so they found this. And so it's not a melanoma. Or so they believe, but they wanted to get the rest of it removed from my ear. So that's what they did yesterday. And they did it in such a way that, they just inject your ear. And this guy, the doctor is so cool. I mean, he's really good. And his nurse is, it's nice having humor in the little surgical room there. I mean, you weren't in a surgical room. You were just in an office. And I asked the doctor, I said, will I be able to play the piano after you're finished? And he goes, well, yeah. I said, but I play by ear. And we all had to stop because they were laughing. So they thought it was really funny. You obviously see play by ear. That's something.
Oh, no,
the musicians play by ear.
Yep.
Okay. Anyway. So after he makes the cut, then they cauterize it, and then you smell yourself burning because that's what they're doing. They're cauterizing the flesh to keep it from bleeding. So you smell that little aroma of you burning. So not a bad thing. I've smelled it before. But then, and here's the interesting thing. This is what they did afterwards. They put in a placental tissue into that opening in my ear. Placenta. And they used that, and they said, particularly from the amniotic membrane, which is utilized in wound healing due to the rich content of growth factors, extracellular matrix proteins, and anti-inflammatory factors. They promote cell growth, reduces inflammation, and inhibit infection, thereby accelerating the healing process of various wounds, including burns, chronic ulcers, and surgical wounds. So they treat burns like this with this too. And it helps with growth of new tissue. It provides a scaffold for cell attachment and migration, anti-inflammatory properties. And when they talk about specific applications, burns and various types of wounds, including chronic ulcers, like diabetic foot ulcers, by reducing inflammation, infection, and scar tissue. That's the other thing, too, reduce scar tissue. And then on surgical wounds, promote healing after surgeries and reconstructive stuff. They can even use it in ophthalmology and corneal surgeries. And they have, faster healing, reduced scarring, lower infection rates. It is kind of a costly procedure, but
I wonder how they figured it out. Like,
why would you use a placental tissue?
Yeah, like, I mean, I wonder who figured that out. That's just pretty interesting to for somebody to.
Yeah, you know what? I just took just the basic about what it was and how it was used. But that, you know, what about stem cells? What about that young lady who's been on the show?
Yeah,
Lessie. It went down to head the stem cell treatments. How did that start? Stem cell research has been on a long time. So I imagine this thing too, the placenta is just, I understand, is just full of very much of a healing properties because that's where the baby is.
Yeah, and that makes sense, I guess.
It would be interesting, but I've never heard of it before because.
Yeah, I was going to say, I never heard of it until you brought it up today.
Yeah, well, and they told me about it. So the only thing is, of course, is that I can't get it wet. And I go back next Tuesday, and I have to go back for 3 weeks. And they need to change the bandage. I can't change the bandage. So now, here's the other thing. They don't want me to roll over on it at night. You know,
that's probably pretty
break
tough.
Things loose and all that. So they issued me an ear cup that you put on over the ear, and with gauze in it. It's hard. I mean, it's like plastic with gauze in it, and you strap it to your head. So you think, I'm never going to sleep like this. No, I went to sleep, and I didn't, because a lot of times, because I sleep on my right side. So my left ear, which is where they cut on, would be okay. But sometimes during the night I wake, I roll over. So I'm on that side. But I had my handy little ear shield on. And I don't think I moved all night, which was the other part. So.
Huh.
And then here's the best part. So how do you take a shower with this? Or do you just have to take baths? And they said, take a cup. Stick it over the ear and make it, just keep the water off it. So there I am taking a shower this morning. Try washing with just one hand because the left hand was holding the cup over the ear, which forms a seal so no water gets in. So my life has changed somewhat, not dramatically, because now I'm having to take a shower with just my right hand. It's interesting. Okay, I know that's way too much information for everybody to know, but I think my bottom line, what I want to say is, it's never too late to put on sunscreen. I would tell, I'm going to tell all my grandkids, I'm going to show them a picture of grandpa's ear, and we're having a big pool thing going on this, it's 4th of July, where I will not be in the water, but I'm going to walk around to all those youngsters and say, look at my ear, even though it's bandaged. Put sunscreen on. And the second part, and the biggest part, is the treatment I received down at the Veterans Clinic right here in Redding was super, was top notch. I can't think of a better place. I mean, they did everything correctly, and they and they did it in such a way that, I mean, you were like part of it, and they're very personable and in that group over there. So. When people are, are we short doctors and nurses and medical professionals in the Veterans Administration? Absolutely. Absolutely. Veterans Administration got a bigger budget this year than it has in a long time. And then they're, of course, to talk about turning 80,000 people loose. Well, a lot of those are contractors that are doing admin and all these kind of different contracts. I hope that they take that money and they turn around and they start paying these doctors and nurses more so we can attract them into the Veterans Administration centers so that we have a full complement of doctors and nurses and medical professionals, radiologists, all these things there. I know we've gotten a couple more specialists out there at the VA. And it's a trade-off. They make less money than they would on the outside. That's what I mean. I think that perhaps what we ought to do is bump up their pay because they make less money on the outside. However, they get to practice medicine And yeah, it's a bureaucracy. That's the other thing is start, you know, whacking through the bureaucracy so people don't have to go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. With me, I went in, they saw it, biopsy, come back in, we're going to move the rest of it. It's, you know, they told me it wasn't, you know, malignant, but, you know, the cells are, you know, kind of, they're not normal. But it's not melanoma, you know, it's not a cancer type of melanoma. Came back in, removed it. So, and that's the way it should be for any type of medicine. But for our veterans to come in, have it identified, take care of it, and then follow up. So, my hat's off out there, at least in the ENT department. All right, let's take a quick break. We come back. How's the big, beautiful bill doing in Congress? What about fire danger? What about the jail floor? One of the jail floors right here in Shasta, at our Shasta County Jail, shutting down. And what is Simpson doing to help alleviate some of the medical shortages we have in personnel right here? Also want to remember those firefighters that were ambushed. Somebody wrote in to me yesterday, and she said, nobody's been mentioning this. Well, we need to talk a little bit about it, the firefighters that were killed out there. Not in a fire, no, but from a crazed person who ambushed them. We'll talk about that, too, and we'll be right back.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Aksum, Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, and ultimately a masterpiece cigar from the A.J. Fernandez factory. Complexity defines this stick. Notes of black pepper, cocoa, hickory, and nutmeg. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I get no doubt.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury, delays, denials, you just want to get back to work, you know, work injuries can be life changing and you need some help. Well, then you need to give Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation, and you're going to talk to Patrick. You're not going to talk to a paralegal or somebody else. You're going to talk to the man himself. Veteran, former law enforcement, went to law school, went to work for the insurance company. After a short period of time, he realized, no, this is I don't like what I'm doing here. And he opened up his own office down in Palo Cedro about, oh, gosh, 5 years ago, and it's grown into the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. He fights for his clients. He'll talk to you about your case, and there'll be times he'll say, no, you don't need legal help. It's going the way it's supposed to. It's just, yes, it's slow, but it's going the way it's supposed to. But if it's not going the way it's supposed to, it's impacting on you, your family, your employer wants you back to work. You just need to get back in there. Give Patrick a call. He can help you. He's a scrapper. 530-262-2168. So you shut down a jail. At Shasta County Jail, they've shut down a floor for much-needed repairs. They have to do physical upgrades to the facility, but the other two floors are also going to be scheduled for it. So as they close one, as they finish one, they'll go to the second and then the third. And they're going to upgrade systems like cameras, fire alarms, cell intercoms. The way they open and close the cell doors and everything. As you know, we need a new jail, and this jail is getting old. But they need additional cameras, would enable the jail staff to provide more extensive surveillance, which could lead to less drug use and ultimately fewer in custody deaths. And see, the process has already started, and due to the complex nature of the project, they don't exactly know how long it's going to take until the first floor is complete. But, yeah, I can understand that. But they're, you know, because of this is the first time they've done it. Once they get, I'm sure, the first floor done, and they go, okay, so then those two should be a lot easier. How many inmates are going to need to be moved to other settings during this time? So they're going to continue to follow the process, determine who can be reassigned to accommodate the smaller capacity during this project. Some inmates sentenced to state prison will be transferred to those facilities immediately. And if we have inmates being held to face charges in other counties, we'll move them to those facilities. There were jail capacity is 484, and they are going to reduce it by 80 by those methods I just talked about. Would any inmates receive placement in the community with ankle monitors? And they don't have any number of estimated number of inmates that would be placed on alternative custody. It's currently an option, and if it's appropriate, they'll do that. No jail staff is going to be affected because they're still there doing their jobs. Security cameras, fire alarms, cell intercoms, control panels are all being put in each floor. So we don't know how long that's going to take, but I guess we'll find out. Those firefighters killed in Coeur d'Alene. Three firefighters killed. A fire was set. I'm sorry, two were killed and one was wounded severely. The two firefighters was a rescue battalion chief by the name of Frank Harwood, 42 years old, and Coeur d'Alene Fire Department battalion chief John Morrison, and Coeur d'Alene fire engineer David Tisdale. The first two were killed, and the other one was shot and still in the hospital recovering after two surgeries. He's in stable condition. And they were ambushed by a man, I'm not going to give his name, Sunday afternoon as they responded to a grass fire in Coeur d'Alene. Firefighters had a brief interaction with this guy when they first got on the scene, asking him to move his vehicle as they set up the initial fire attack. Shortly after that, this guy started shooting. And then the fire had been set, they believed, by this guy to draw him in. And then totally ambushed. So they have found this guy. They found him on the mountain there and dead. And there's all types of, you know, extraneous stuff around there that he had wanted to be a firefighter or something. But it's tough enough fighting fires without having crazy people shooting you. You know, when you see this, it's a tragedy. And it's, you know, we had around here, they caught a guy that when our firefighters were in the middle of one of our fires, and I can't remember which one it was because we had so many, they caught this guy setting fires behind the firefighters. In other words, they were fighting it on this front, and this guy's setting fires behind them. And they caught that guy. I think he's in jail. I think he'll be in jail for a while. But anyway, our hearts go out to them. Our thoughts and our prayers go out to their families for these gents that were out there trying to protect people and only to be brought, be killed by this crazy person. Okay. But they should be remembered. And we are. We've been talking about, the shortage of medical personnel. Let's build a medical school here. Well, somebody's going to have to. I'm not negative about it. I think it's a great idea. But somebody's going to have to show me how we can do that. But there are things that we can do around here. And one of them is that we really push and we get the community involved in the residency programs. That we have three, you know, we have Shasta Regional, Dignity has one, and then Shasta Public Health has one, where they've got residents here. I think that the city and the community needs to get involved with that to express our thanks for them having these programs, but also to have something so to make these people feel extremely welcome. And it won't cost several hundred million dollars. How can we do that? How can we make the residents feel welcome that they, I'd like to stay here. I mean, you're going to be here for 2 or 3 years. Why now, you know, how can we make it so that they, how can we provide that atmosphere that they feel like they're wanted and needed and appreciated? That to me, you know, I mean, I haven't had any of them over for dinner. Maybe I should. Maybe we should have a barbecue for the residents, you know, and have, you know, just get old Dells. Hey, Jason, throw together a barbecue for these guys, and we'll do it out someplace. We'll go take them out, and we'll take them out in the lake, you know, on a houseboat, or just a, you know, on a, you know, a big picnic, and have, you know, let's all go to the baseball game. Let's all go to the Colt 45s. Let's have a big barbecue beforehand. And go to the baseball game. Yeah, show them that they're welcome, or just be find out who they are and just be nice to them. Simpson is. They're looking at expanding their nursing program. And we'll talk about that when we get back from this break. They want to expand the nursing program. And we're going to talk about how they're going to do that. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been helping people since 1993, veterans, families, seniors, and business owners. And she has built herself a very professional team in two different areas, insurance and financial management. If you want to, you know, with the stock market, it's kind of going kind of strange. I mean, it's the highest it's been. And then, you know, then it's, oh my God, we're going to have war in the Middle East. And then the oil prices go skyrocketing and then they drop dramatically. Insurance. Oh my gosh, we're still fighting all the problems in insurance. If you've got questions like that, Judy Maxwell is offering a free review and evaluation of all your plans. Give her a call at 530-221-0441. They'll take a look at your plans. These are professionals. And if they go, this is fine. Stay the course. Or you could do better here. And they're going to tell you that too. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And we'll be right back.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Here I am, brought to you like a hurricane.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, 7:50 in the morning here on the 1st of July, the beginning of Independence Month. And it's going to be warm today, about, even though we have a chance of showers today, we have a chance of thunderstorms too. It's going to go up about 101. Danger, of course, with thunderstorms is lightning strikes all around us when things are really dry. So now we got to be, hopefully if you got rain and along with thunderstorms, that might help. But if it's, not much rain, but a lot of lightning, we could have another series of fires starting. So just be prepared. If you're out there in those areas, up, especially up in the mountains, you may want to make sure you have all your go bags and everything ready, just in case. Chance of precipitation is 20% today and tonight. We'll see. The big, beautiful bill. I'm sorry. I was going to go talk about nurses. Let's go back to our nurses here at Simpson. And Simpson University is expanding their nursing school. In fact, they're taking significant steps to open up that nursing education offerings. They announced an expansion of its Bachelor of Science in Nursing program, increasing the number of students in each cohort from 27 to 45. This will means it changes the total program's total capacity from 135 students to 225 students. That's a big jump. How can they do that? Expansion is supported by a $500,000 grant from Fletcher Jones Foundation, which will fund for the addition of new mannequins for the simulation laboratory, known as the Sim Lab, and enable the hiring of more staff to accommodate the increased student body. Also, Simpson plans to introduce a Master of Science in Nursing program in the following year. And this program will provide simulated clinical training opportunities for local hospital residency programs, further enhancing the region's healthcare education infrastructure. Now, if you've never seen the mannequins over at Simpson, and I'm not sure how you could do it. I guess you could go over and ask to see it. But these mannequins simulate everything possible that can happen. And pregnancy, delivering babies, and then they start adding things like, okay, this guy has come in, he's got chest pains. And then they through computers, they start feeding in more things, that then the nurses have to work on, and then they have to team in and work on it. So, but this is, it's a phenomenal piece of equipment there, these mannequins. I mean, it's.
Yeah, that's,
if you have not seen it, it's extremely high tech. And they may, they're groaning and screaming and, there's
right here
really.
In Shasta County.
Yeah, right here in Shasta County. Well, Simpson's had these for years. And now they're getting more, and they're going to be able to turn out more nurses. And frankly, Simpson has got one of the best nursing programs in California. It's been well established that they're in the top three, nursing programs in California and probably one of the best in the nation. And they just keep getting better all the time. Simpson, of course, is one of those places that they've used as, maybe a projection for could the medical school be out at Simpson? This proposed medical school. Could it be out at Simpson? It would seem like it could. But they've got to put it, I think they've got the land, but as I was reading an article from a doctor, retired doctor, about how much it costs and how big it is and all this. This is a large lift to get this done. However, again, I go back to the residency programs where these people come here for 3 years. They work really hard. They're on all types of shifts. But we really need to reach out. I think the city and the community needs to reach out to these people and say, we really appreciate you being here. We'd love for you to stay. And if you could get half of them to stay here as your GPs, general practitioners, That's where rubber meets the road. They're the ones that identify things early that get you off into specialist land. So, okay. Let's see, what else do we have here? Oh, the big, beautiful bill. They are trying to push this thing over the line. Some key items in this, Social Security taxes. On a campaign trail, Trump vowed to eliminate taxes on Social Security income. The monthly payments to people with disabilities and older adults. I think, first of all, they should really take a good look at the SSI for disabilities. When you see a lot of people's disabilities are drug and alcohol produced as opposed to mental instability caused by, you know, bipolar or schizophrenia or something like that. I know they make payments to kids whose fathers are killed. I know this one family whose daughter received a stipend every month. I don't know, it's like $700 or something because her father had been killed in a car crash. And so until she was 18, and when she was 18, it stopped. They want to temporarily increase the standard deductions up to $4,000 for individuals 65 and over, and that deduction would be in place from this year to 2028. The deduction extensions begin to decrease after $150,000 for married taxpayers, married taxpayers filing, or $75,000 for individuals. Senate Republicans are also looking to extend Social Security tax breaks and have proposed an increase that would grant a $6,000 tax deduction for older Americans. I think that makes sense because a lot of them are on pretty much fixed incomes. I mean, they may have a decent income, but it's not going to go up. And a lot of them don't get cost of living increases. I can see where that's. But help finance cuts elsewhere. Republicans have wanted to add additional restrictions and requirements for Medicaid. It was changes to Medicaid. One of the biggest components of federal spending was a major source of political strife here. And like I said, they're trying to pass this thing by July 4th. And that's another heavy lift. You know, because in the Senate right now, I mean, it is razor thin. You know, you've got four Republicans say that, I'm not sure I can, you know, sign this thing. But because of their majority, Vance can come down and be that deciding vote. But then it has to go back to the House to reconcile it. So, yeah, I love this. One of the changes are new work requirements for childless adults without disabilities. Qualified, the bill says they're required to work at least 80 hours per month. Excuse me. There's jobs out there. Oh, there's no jobs. Yeah. Well, there are jobs. You may not want that job. It may not have to be, in a office, typing, but it could be a job out there working for the county and picking up stuff. So.
Yeah, plenty of jobs.
There's plenty of jobs out there. Okay, so if you're healthy, why not have to work a little bit? Another proposed change is requiring Medicaid re-enrollment to shift from once a year to every 6 months. Enrollees would have to provide additional income and residency verifications. And the Senate proposal even puts more restrictions on Medicaid, which is likely to cause more headaches for the Republicans. Their version proposed to lower provider taxes, which states use to help fund their share of Medicaid costs, from 6% to 3.5% by 2031. And this could hurt rural hospitals. Led the Senate to delay the cuts and add a $25 billion for rural hospital fund. Yay for them. And also proposes tightening eligibility requirements so that adults with children age 15 and over would need to work or volunteer, get this, or volunteer at least 80 hours a month. Volunteer, that's a good thing. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, like volunteer like at Haven or something like that. You know, there's all those places that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And it says either work or volunteer. You know, they're doing something. They're not just collecting money and sitting around the house.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you work. You know, a lot of our people's got two jobs. You know, all of you've got at least two jobs. Yep. Some got three. And and you're working, there's other people. I mean, they can work. Why don't they? Well, now maybe they're gonna see that. Okay, we're gonna take a break from the news. We come back. We've got O2 Employment Services is gonna join us, and we're gonna be talking about all the new things that the state of California is trying to do to small businesses and large businesses. And we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. After working all through the night, the Senate remains in session. Republicans trying to come up with their version of a huge spending and tax cut bill.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune spent the night reaching for last-minute agreements between those in his party worried the bill's reductions to Medicaid will leave millions without care, and his most conservative flank, which wants even steeper cuts to hold down deficits ballooning with the tax cuts. Vice President J.D. Vance is on hand at the Capitol to break a tie vote if needed.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. President Trump visiting the Florida Everglades. He's inspecting a brand new holding center for criminal illegal aliens pending their deportation. It's been nicknamed Alligator Alcatraz because it's surrounded by gator and snake-infested swamps.
This is not a nice business. I guess that's the concept. If the snakes are fast, but alligators, we're going to teach them how to run away from an alligator, okay, if they escape prison. How to run away. Don't run in a straight line.
The president and Elon Musk launching a new war of words.
Musk has ramped up his criticism of the big bill of tax breaks and spending cuts, calling it political suicide for the Republican Party. The billionaire Tesla CEO wrote on X that any lawmaker who votes for the biggest debt increase in history should hang their head in shame. The president responded by blasting Musk over electric vehicle subsidies. He also hinted that federal contracts with Musk companies could be in jeopardy, saying Musk has a lot to lose. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu will visit Washington next week, says he'll be meeting with President Trump, among others. Watching Wall Street, the Dow trading about 95 points higher, while the Nasdaq Composite Index is in the red. It's down 191 points, and the S&P is off 18. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
Yet another storm is building strength off the coast of Mexico.
Flossie has strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane off Mexico's southwestern Pacific coast. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says as of Tuesday morning, Flossie's maximum sustained winds had reached 80 miles per hour. It was about 175 miles south of Manzanillo and moving west-northwest at 10 miles per hour. Its center is forecast to remain offshore, but several Mexican states can see up to 8 inches of rain into Wednesday. Flossie is expected to strengthen over the next 36 hours before weakening over cooler waters. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
And there's word now that Flossie has strengthened into a Category 2 hurricane. Massive explosion and fire at a pharmaceutical plant in India has killed at least 36 people. 34 charred bodies have been recovered from the site, with two more workers succumbing to burns at a local hospital. News and analysis at townhall.com. An effort to move one state's border has been blocked.
Organizers of the movement to make much of Oregon part of Idaho say they're disappointed with the Oregon legislative session that just ended Friday. The Greater Idaho Group had two bills they hoped would at least get a hearing. The bills would have requested Oregon and Idaho lawmakers discuss the idea of a border change or a study of a possible interstate compact. Neither bill got a hearing. The group said Democrat politicians ignored the residents of eastern Oregon. Tasha Stevens reporting.
Families of his victims say that Brian Koberger has agreed to plead guilty to murdering four University of Idaho students. That would be part of a plea deal with prosecutors to avoid a death sentence. A change of plea hearing has been set for tomorrow. The 30-year-old Koberger was arrested in Pennsylvania some weeks after the killings. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the spacious studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the 1st of July, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. David is not here, but Ben is. Hi, Ben.
Good morning.
Yeah, we're wearing our headphones together. Now, is there any special days because it is July 1st?
It's National Postal Worker Day.
Oh, okay.
Postage Stamp Day.
What was the other one?
Postage Stamp Day.
Oh, Postage Stamp Day. Okay, cool.
That's about it. Ginger Snap Day.
Ginger snaps.
You like ginger snaps.
Yeah. Postal Worker Day. We've got the best, I tell you what, on our street, our postal people are just great. I mean, they're friendly, they knock on the door if they've got a package. I mean, they're cool. They're cool. Today's weather is going to be warm with a chance of rain. Slight chance of rain and thunderstorms. Going to be up to 101, but slight chance of showers between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. I haven't looked outside lately, so we'll take a look at that. Chance of precipitation tonight, also between 8 a.m. and 11 p.m. Or late p.m. and 11 p.m. with a low around 75. But thunderstorms. Here's the problem with thunderstorms. It could mean lightning. If we have lightning, it could mean fires. So be aware of that, my friends. If we get a lot of lightning strikes, we could have some problems out here. Hopefully that won't happen. Wednesday, high near 104, and then it starts cooling down. To Thursday, 97, which is the 3rd of July, and that's when Anderson explodes goes. Great event down there in Anderson. And then on July 4th, 92 degrees. Be a beautiful day with a low around 66. You can watch the Freedom Fest. And if you go to the Colt 45s game that's running, it starts an hour early. It starts at 6 o'clock. So it's finished in time for you to go out there on Tiger Field and have a great seat for the fireworks and then not have all that parking congestion. Just go back to your car after watching a great game and a Freedom Fest and hop back in your car or truck and take off. And it's going to stay in the double digits at least through next Monday, but sunny and hot every day. And the weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, family-owned business, Kenny family business, been in the business close to 30 years out of Anderson. Treat their customers great. They have discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. They have other payment programs. It's locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane. And we have a caller here. Linda, good morning.
Well, good morning. I have some information that I just want to share because I know that, you know, we're in July. It's the season of rattlesnakes. And I received a text this morning from a good friend of ours who was just in their backyard, just doing something, you know, cleaning up, you know, how we love to tinker. They were, leaves behind a rain barrel, that's what it said, and reached down to get the leaves and was bitten in the finger by a rattlesnake. She she is in ICU, and her hand up to her elbow is swollen. They're going to keep her there for a couple days.
Who is that? Okay, so, you're not. Can you tell me first name?
Sandy.
Wow.
Yeah. And so what we just be mindful that as you're, you know, putzing around is that you just be, my plea for all of our listeners, be mindful. Also, I was thinking this morning, like, gosh, you know, I was going to take the dog early out to the Bocelli to let him run. And my mind wandered into, well, what if there was a rattlesnake? Or what if there are foxtails? Where would I take him for, you know, an emergency? So, anyway, just looking on my phone and seeing that is definitely something that we need to pay attention. Again, it's warm, it's hot, they're out.
Snakes are starting to come out, yep.
And just be careful about where you're stepping, what you're doing. You never know when they're going to be curled up and where they are. So she was just bending over to pick up leaves next to her house.
If you remember, if you remember 4 or 5 years ago, people next door were moving their wood supply.
Firewood, yeah.
Firewood, and a rattlesnake came out and got everybody excited.
And that's right downtown. That's not even,
Reading.
They could be in your backyard. So anyway, just be mindful, and that's just a little tidbit. And, you know, I know you think you have the person on the air this morning that gives the best hugs in Reading.
You mean O2 staffing?
Yes.
O2 Employment Services. Well, she sent surrogate huggers today.
Okay, surrogate.
Did she tell you?
Well,
never mind. They're sitting here. First of all, there's a look of fear on their face because they're listening to this and they're not quite sure what we're talking about. Okay.
Well, we learned so much from O2 staffing. So anyway, just wanted to tell our listeners.
Okay, be careful out there. There's snakes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Love you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
My wife.
So sweet.
Well, you know, I know the person who got struck. If it's the same person, same Sandy, I know. And you just be aware of that. I mean, because, there's snakes around here, and like I said, next door in their wood pile. And they don't know if it came in with the wood pile or if it somehow managed to find its way into it. But when it came out, John and I ran down the street as fast as we could, trying to warn everybody and left the girls there to kill it. So, and they did. We thought it was important that we warned people. Yeah. Okay, hey, and speaking of O2 Employment Services, I am here. Now, Jennifer, who is usually here, is on vacay.
Yes.
Where's she at?
She went camping over by the coast.
Camping?
Yes.
I just had some friends that went camping over up in Lewiston. Had a great time over the weekend. Gold panning, you know, all that kind of stuff. There's so many things to do that doesn't cost $1 million.
Yes.
Up here. And, okay. So, in her place, we have Kelsey Sirt.
Yes, Kelsey Sirt.
Director of Staffing, and Mariah Henderson, who is the HR consultant for O2 Employment. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Now, you don't need the headphones. It was just if people call in or talk, so it's up to you if you want to wear them or not. But, okay. Now, let's start with Kelsey.
Yes.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about you. And when I say that, you know, are you from around here?
Yeah.
You know, how you got, you know, how you got here? Just tell us a little bit about you.
Absolutely. So I am born and raised in Reading, lived a few different other places, but Reading is my hometown, and I just feel so lucky the older I get to say that. I have so much town pride. We have such a great community. We have beautiful nature. So I love to be out on Shasta Lake, on our boat, with our family, and just anything outside is what I truly love. And that's my true passion. So this is a perfect place.
How far away did you get?
I went to San Francisco when I was 18 with my best friend. Uh-huh. Thought I would stay, but I came back to go to school. And happy I got to come back, because then I met my husband, and now here I am.
There you are.
Yes.
And how'd you get to, director of staffing?
Ooh,
that's pretty,
great question.
Pretty much up there. So how'd you get into that? I mean, what's your background? You say you went to school, but.
Yeah, I have a unique background because I was a office manager for a medical spa that mm-hmm. Heidi was actually our HR and our rep. So I got to consult with her and talk to her, and she helped develop me as an office manager. And so for 10 years, then 2020 happened, kind of life changes, did pivot, and came to work directly for Heidi instead of with her.
2020 was big changes for
yes.
a lot of places.
Yes.
Wow. And we're still, unfortunately, paying for those.
Right.
Okay, so then you started there.
Yes, and then I started there and kind of worked my way up to director of staffing.
Okay, so what does director of staffing do?
So we manage a team, so we help so many people find jobs and careers and temp work, and we help companies find good employees for every assignment that they have. So it's very satisfying. We get to help people find work that's meaningful.
Okay. So you're the one that helps get people the jobs.
Yes,
themselves.
And my team.
And
yes,
your team,
my
of
team.
Course. And how many people work at O2? 30,
ooh,
32?
Are we 30?
30, 31?
Just over 30.
Yeah, you
yes.
just hired IT guy.
Yes.
Right?
We love him, mm-hmm. Michael. He's
yeah.
so great.
One guy,
yes.
30 women.
Yeah. yeah, and he does it well. He's good.
It works.
Did he have, like, four sisters?
Ooh, good question.
You know, I'm
you know
sure.
what? You got to ask that
we
because,
do.
Say, if he was the youngest of five mm-hmm. and he had four older sisters, this would be a snap for him.
Yeah.
But if you had all brothers and you came in,
mm-hmm.
because we have some very strong, intelligent, forceful women at O2.
Yes.
So
yes.
you got to be able to
see. He fits right in, though.
He fits right
oh,
in
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we may have to have him in someday.
I think that's interesting. Ask him some questions.
Keeping it, wait a minute, is IT, you keeping a little basement shop?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, no.
Is it dark?
Around.
Is it dark and
no.
you open it up and throw him a potato? Is that what you do
and
to your
says,
IT?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. He's so
yeah,
grateful.
Thank you, man.
Thank
another,
you.
Oh,
thank you.
Could you maybe throw some salt in next time?
Just if it's no bother.
Yeah, some water. Hey, we have to take a quick break here. This portion of the show mm-hmm. brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, been in the business over 30 years. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, okay? Started by Leonard, and now Rebecca and Henry own it, but Leonard still works there. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and what a great selection of jewelry they have. Estate jewelry, Native American, Old Pawn, plus the regular, you know, jewelry that you can find. But they have an incredible selection at great prices. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman, stone cutters. You can design your own piece of jewelry if that's what you'd like to do. They'll help you with that, and then they'll build it. So you'll have a one-of-a-kind there. Voted best in the North State 3 years in a row, and there's a reason for it. They are. Like I said, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Only place Linda shops for jewelry. And we'll be right back with O2 Employment Services.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Ed and Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed and Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems, large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed and Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR. And I want to tell you about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road, Sweeby. A few years ago, my daughter's car was stolen, and my first thought was, where do I begin? Well, my first call, Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Now open at Turtle Bay Museum, Discover Steampunk, an exhibition for all ages.
Featuring futuristic technology inspired by 19th century Victorian designs.
Steampunk reimagines steam-powered machinery and gadgets as modern inventions. Discover Steampunk is on display at Turtle Bay Museum by the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
And is produced by the Imagine Team, free for members or included with paid admission.
Discover this and much more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, your locally owned talk radio station, locally run, veteran-owned business, veteran-woman-owned business here in town. I like to throw that in every so often in case the FCC is listening. let me see. It is 8:21 in the morning, and you know the Freedom Fest and the Anderson Explodes is this week. So there's going to be a lot of things. We'll talk about that tomorrow because I want to get into a little bit deeper about how to get there and things are shut down because they're getting ready to explode and all those things. But I'm here with O2 Staffing, O2 Employment Services, I should say, and I'm here with Kelsey Sirt and Mariah Henderson, and we talked to Kelsey already, and now it's Mariah's turn in the seat, who she's the HR consultant for O2 Employment. So good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Just turn her up just a little. Okay. And, okay, so tell us about you. Are you local or are you kind of a transplant like most everybody?
Nope. I am local. I was actually born on the coast and moved to Reading with my mom and my brother when I was just under one. And I've pretty much been here my whole life.
Okay.
Right after high school, I moved to Truckee and taught snowboarding because I was really into that when I was younger.
You look, if I can say this, can I say this? You look like an athlete.
Oh, really?
Yes, yeah. I'm looking at your arms.
Oh.
you can see your triceps.
Thank you.
No, I'm just... Yeah. Anyway.
So that was a fun time. Definitely glad that I did that when I was younger.
You look like you could have done that. Was it just snowboarding?
Snowboarding. In the off season, I drove a bar cart at a golf course. That was fun. Definitely entertaining. Freshly 21. And then after a couple seasons there, I realized that I just was ready to move back. Uh-huh. I have so much family here and so much support. So I've pretty much been here my entire life with the exception of being in Truckee for a while.
Okay. So how'd you get into, you are the HR consultant.
Yes, I am one of three HR consultants. I didn't really look to get into HR. I'd worked in the cannabis industry for about 10 years and gradually kind of moved into that role within the company I was at. And
this is legalized.
Yes, legalized. Yes, I wouldn't talk about it if it wasn't.
You weren't out there like nipping buds or things like that, and being chased up and down the hills.
No, fortunately not.
Of course.
Yeah. So this was a local business, or a couple local businesses actually. So during COVID, unlike a lot of people's experiences, our company just skyrocketed. People were staying home. So the need for HR within our company.
You think?
We needed HR because we were just rapidly
growing. If I'm going to be home, I'm going to be feeling good. You know?
It was a really great time. Yeah. So that's when I kind of shifted from more of an administrative role into an HR role.
Right.
And I actually found that I really enjoyed it. I got to connect with a lot of employees on more than just a surface level and really get to know a lot of them and build a lot of trust with them. Mm-hmm. And then after a couple years, I was ready to kind of just expand on my knowledge and not just work with one industry. So I put my feelers out there, and there's not a lot of HR-focused jobs in this area, mm-hmm. but wanting to stay local, I saw that O2 was hiring for an internal candidate. And initially, I mean, my thoughts were, oh my gosh, it's 30 women. I've never worked with more than maybe 10. And I interviewed with them, interviewed with the entire HR team, and it just felt like such a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
So I love it there. I learn from all my colleagues every single day with Kelsey and staffing and just in everybody. It just works, and they have such big outreach in the community, and that's what I really
love. They really
love.
Do. And you know what? O2 is really a big part of our community. You see, any type of fundraiser, there's O2 Employment Services is there.
We actually have another one going on right now. We're doing a backpack drive, and it's not just backpacks. It's backpacks, school supplies, and this is for Child Support Awareness Month, which is in August.
Okay.
So from now through July 25th at our office location at 915 Mistletoe Lane,
mm-hmm.
we're collecting backpacks, pens, pencils, binders, any sort of school supplies. So if anybody would like to donate to kids that need school supplies, please come and drop some off. We would love it.
As we know in the old days, when the kids get to school, they would have pencils and all that paper and all that, but that's gone by the wayside.
Right.
Yeah.
So everybody has to provide their own. And a lot of times this helps with families that are kind of on a tight budget.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, yeah. So it starts now and it goes through July 26th.
July 25th. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. But if I brought down 12 bags on the 26th, would you still take them?
I think we would, yeah.
Okay, yes, absolutely. We would make an exception.
All right. Well, thank you. I need to be exceptional.
We also are taking cash donations, too, or checks, which you can make directly payable to Shasta County Child Support Services,
okay.
who all of this will go to.
Great. So what is HR?
Oh, gosh.
I'll tell you this. It was my sister-in-law was in charge of HR for the largest law firm in Sacramento.
Oh, wow.
And she came up kind of like you did. She started right at the bottom level. And she didn't have a college degree then. And she ended up just retired from the firm.
That's awesome.
And I just listening to some of her stories.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with HR is wow.
Yes.
And so what does HR do if I'm a business and I don't have an HR person? And it's starting now as my business is growing. What does HR do for me?
HR is going to be a really important part of checks and balances and making sure that you're compliant with workers' compensation insurance, the state requirements. Being an employer in California is so difficult because California has so many more laws than even just the federal laws are. So compliance, personnel issues, wage and hour, that's one of the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know how to pay your employees correctly, and it's not very cut and dry. There's a lot of kind of nuances with that.
You would think it would be cut and dry, but it's not.
Mm-mm.
It's not. And then there's things like your employee's handbook.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That O2 staffing has mm-hmm. just provided to Free Fire Media, went from like a 15-page, 16-page pamphlet to 52 pages
yep.
that you all get to read and sign.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about things, everything from bone marrow transplant time off.
Yep.
Yes.
To everything in between.
Yeah.
It is incredibly thorough.
Yes. Employees have a lot of rights.
But also you can understand it, too. And it's there to protect the employee, but also the employer. Correct?
That is correct, yeah. Yeah, and in HR, there are so many different things that a lot of employers, especially if you're just getting into it, you're not aware of. Like, the bone marrow transplant leave. If employees need a leave of absence or they get injured either in or out of work, a reasonable accommodations, and there's really strict guidelines on interactive processes and documentation that you have to have. And unfortunately, California is a really litigious state. So HR is there to give you the best recommendation based on the laws and compliance and making sure that you're protecting your business so you can continue.
Okay. All right. I'm here with Kelsey Sirt and Mariah Henderson from O2 Employment Services. And we're talking about, Mariah about HR, but we're going to come roll back in here with Kelsey talking about getting people jobs, finding
yes.
people jobs, and you taking kind of the worry out of an employer
right.
Through this whole system.
Right.
Okay, I'm giving you an early warning here. All right, we're going to take a break, but this portion of the show is brought to you by, yes, Cypress Square Barbershop, in the business since 1960, in the same location since 1967, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old, do you all remember Lucky Miller's? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Across the parking lot from that. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It's man's last stronghold. I've never had a bad haircut there. I've been going there for 17 years. I love this place. And I make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. So I set it up on my schedule, roll in, get my haircut, roll out. Sometimes I'll get there early just to hear what's going on in town because everybody's in there chit-chatting like men will do in barbershops. And then catch up on my Car and Track magazines. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with O2 Employment Services.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th, with two matinees on July 20th and 27th, and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. These two girls are a hoot in here, by the way. Jen, if you're listening on, well, because we are streaming all of our shows at KCNR1460.com, you did a good job. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And I'm here with O2 Employment Services with Kelsey Sert and Mariah Henderson. And we just talked about HR with Mariah. And for Kelsey, I'm going to roll back to you. Now, you are, it says that you are the director of staffing. So that means finding jobs for people. Is that correct?
Yes. And in helping companies find really good employees. Okay. So it goes both ways. I feel like we do interviews every single day and I explain our process. And so many people don't realize that you can go to a staffing company to help you find a job, and even if you're in a job and you're looking to change your careers, you can come to us so that we can see if we can find something that fits you better. So we do interviews all day, kind of get the requirements, their skill set, and help them place at jobs that align to what they're looking for.
Do you find that sometimes people think that they're, you know, locked into one job, but after you've talked with them, and do you give, like, test or anything? Or
some companies, we kind of gear it towards what the company's looking for.
Okay,
so we do have assessments that we can take, typing tests, but that comes at a later time. Yeah.
But you can listen to the person, and then since you've got a really good grasp of all those jobs out there, after listening to their background.
Yes, and if we don't have a job necessarily up at the moment, we can always reach out to companies because everyone is always looking for good employees.
Everybody is.
Yes, it's something that we can help people with.
Let me ask you a question. Okay. Is medical office management, you know, the office manager, is that a toughie?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, a lot of times I hear, because we have friends that are doctors, and it's really tough finding a good office manager in the medical field.
Yes, yes.
Is it because it's just so much information, or?
I think it's because you have to be able to have the respect from your team, be able to work well with doctors. Doctors have really strong personalities, and so you have to be able to get along with them and help them accomplish what they're looking for, and then also be there with the team and be able to manage them and earn that respect. So it's a kind of a personality.
It's personality, but you've also got to be very adept in what you're doing because you're managing. You know, several other people, and if they're nurses and these things, who are also kind
nurse
of strong
practitioners,
personalities.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so what ideal candidate?
I have so many different jobs open. It's always good to come in. So if you have any kind of medical background, medical receptionist, medical assistants, we need Class A drivers that have experience. We also need plumbers.
So Class A, that's your 18-wheelers.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
The large
trucks. Yes. Okay. And then welders, a lot of the trades, they're booming. They're always needing really good people. So it's a good opportunity to get your foot in the door, start at the bottom and work your way up. And there's good money in the trades, like electricians and welders.
plumbing.
My grandson finished his first year at New Mexico State, like he promised his parents,
mm-hmm.
and is now going into the trades, into HVAC.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
he's going to get a two-year degree in HVAC from New Mexico State.
Wow, that's
and,
awesome.
Yeah, so he'll come out without owing any money and be able to pick up a job that allows him to, you know, to live.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
you know,
a career.
A career job, and which is, has, gosh, tremendous growth potential in a lot of our
Absolutely.
Trades.
Absolutely.
Do you have a relationship with Shasta College?
Yes, we do. We're working with them, all of the colleges, actually, mm-hmm. in how we can help, you know, place people for internships as well. So helping them while they go to school. We get a lot of Shasta College students that come in, Simpson College students mm-hmm. that come in that are looking to be integrated more. I feel like with Simpson, there's such a community there. So we're trying to help them place and be more integrated into the Reading community.
Okay. Now that's real important too, is the intern side of it while they're going to
yeah.
school. So why should people come to O2? I mean, I know why.
Yeah.
But why should people
come to O2? I think
people
kind of don't know how to start, but we help. Mm. You're in our system. We're able to put you on a list to be able to help you find a job. The best is if you already do have a job but you are looking, to have us help you along that journey so that you can find a better fit for yourself. And we're just there to help you. We can't promise that we'll find you a job, but we absolutely will try our hardest to place you where you really want to be.
But, I'm an employer. Why do I want to come to you?
Well, hiring
Even though I already know the answer.
Yeah, hiring is a full-time job. I always tell people it's a full-time job, and so they'll come to us to help them fill that role so that they can focus on what their job is. So they come to us as a partner. So they tell me what they need, what they experience, kind of the personality. I always like to go visit the offices to see what personality would do well there, because I could just pick up on so much. And then we can help send people to them that they – so we screen them for them. So we just make the hiring process easier. So it's ultimately their decision who they're going to bring on or give an offer to, but we like to help make it easier for them.
So they come to you. I come to you and I say, and I'll say, Kelsey, I'm looking for a producer.
Yes.
Oh, no, I'll just say engineer. Because producer, what you need for a producer is really nebulous at times.
Right.
And we're just so blessed with the ones we have. I need an engineer to be able to do this kind of work. He's got to be this, he's got to be up on these kinds of systems. He's got to be up, you know, and I give you this list of things.
Right.
Then are you going to come over here and kind of take a look at the working conditions and all those things?
Yes, I love to. I just think it makes us so much better at our job to be able to do that.
Okay. And then from that, from what I give you, then you're going to take a look at your candidates that you have in there and go, you know, I've got two or three that might.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's a good place to start, because it might not be the right fit, but based on the candidates you meet with, we can determine, okay, this is what I want, this is what I don't want. So it helps the screening process even more.
Now, also, if, you know, it looks good, but once they show up, you find out that it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
And that happens sometimes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So what happens then?
So they're technically our employee for a period of time so that you can try them out, because it's like a probationary period and see if they're a good fit. If they're not a good fit, we can end their assignment, help that person find another assignment, and keep looking.
Yeah.
So we take care of all of their
payroll. And it
can
be on their side, too, that say, you know, this is going to be too much for me to do.
I always say that. It's an interview for the client as well as the candidate.
Yeah, absolutely.
You want it to work on both ends, and that's what we are, the middle people, to make the client happy as well as the candidate and match it. It's kind of like you're a matchmaker, which is super, super fun and satisfying. It's very fulfilling.
Especially when it works out, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course.
Oh, it's the best feeling. Yeah.
I bet it is, you know, because here's somebody that really wants to work and somebody needs somebody, and it turns out that, wow, they get along and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
because you want an employee that's going to be do more
than
just what's written in the job description.
Yeah, it's always more than what's on paper.
Yeah, because things, you know, and especially when it gets to IT, as we all know, or engineering, it starts growing.
Yeah, and to be curious and to want to keep learning.
You want them to keep, you know, be on top of the latest things that are happening. Okay, now has AI maybe it's too early, but has AI played any role with on the staffing side?
Yeah, we are really going in and leaning into AI because it is our future. It's already here.
Uh-huh.
So we do use it. We also use it to help us find candidates that align to keywords that jobs have to help make our sourcing easier. Mm-hmm. And then also, I did have one job that decided to go with a scribe AI instead of a person, and that was my first time seeing that AI took the job of what a human would have done.
Okay, it's a scribe.
A scribe for a doctor.
Okay, I was going to ask you, was that for a doctor so that while he's talking, it's taking it down?
Yes. So that was the first one. So it's going to happen.
It's not the last.
Yeah, it's just a matter of like working with AI and helping it work for you.
You still got to go back over. I guess for scribing, that would be okay. But if, you know, as long as you don't ask for an opinion or.
Right. Or laws, regulations, mm-hmm. you have to be very careful.
Yeah.
Check the work.
When they use that over at the DA's office, they make it put down every, you know, if it says give us a synopsis, it makes it put down every place they found the information.
Yes.
Notate it so they can go back
reference
and check
it.
Because AI has a tendency to make
you
stuff up.
You have to do that. Yeah, mm-hmm. you have to do
so
that.
So you've seen that happen once.
Yes. I was like, oh, it's here.
Well, you've got to be able to,
integrate
it into your office, but also into what you all are doing too.
Yes.
Out there. Okay, I'm here with O2 Employment Services. I'm here with Kelsey and Mariah. I'm having a great time. Everything okay?
Yeah.
Good.
Very much fun.
Okay, we're going to come back and talk about things that are required when you're onboarding a new employee with Mariah. We'll be right back.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. Last segment here on July the 1st, 2025. It's Independence Week, on the 4th of July. We'll be off that day. I'm granting independence to everybody that works here, specifically me, on that day. On July 3rd, Anderson Explodes. Information's out there. We'll talk about it tomorrow. I'll tell you how to get there. And then, of course, Freedom Festival. On the 4th, right down at the Civic, and if you go out Tiger Field, see the baseball game at Colt 45s, and just take your chairs and blankies out there on the field and watch a, you know, watch the fireworks, and then go back to your cars and trucks and SUVs and drive away a lot easier than you would be if you're at the Civic. So all of that's Thursday and Friday. Tomorrow on our show, we've got the Reading Police Department will join us. Find out the latest, well, what's happening with the RPD and the any changes or how they're handling the fact that they're short people because of budget problems. We'll see how that's going. But today I'm with O2 Staffing and Employment, O2 Employment Services, I should say. And I've got with me Kelsey Sert, who is Director of Staffing, and Mariah Henderson, who is the HR consultant, one of the HR consultants for O2. And so going back to Mariah, when you onboard a new employee, you have to have certain documents. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And can you give us a quickie on that one?
Yeah. So, you know, step one, job offer. If your company does background checks, you'll want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But the required documents, you're going to need your federal tax withholding, which is your W-4. California is your DE-4 state withholding. And one of the more important documents is the I-9, which is the Employment Eligibility Verification. And that's a federal form which actually just got updated here this year.
That's right. If you've got old ones,
yes. If you have old ones, there is a new version. You can find it just with a really quick Google search. It came out January 20th, 2025. And what it does is it lengthens the expiration date, and there's also a few minor changes, really just in the language.
What is the I-9?
The I-9 verifies that you are eligible to work in the United States.
Okay, it's you're a citizen or you have a green card.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
It.
So it has a list of required documents. There's list A, or you can do documents from list B and C. So
okay.
This would be Social Security card, you know, if you had a non-resident card, passport, birth certificate, anything that's a federally issued document, sometimes
okay.
You need two. So that form was updated, just mainly changing some language. And instead of saying a non-citizen authorized to work, it now says an alien authorized to work. So no real formatting changes.
So they changed non-citizen to alien.
Correct, and they also are removing the word gender.
How much that costs,
right?
To make those changes. Well, you know, I've seen, you know, somebody said, well, you've got to fill out this new form, and this literally, and because it had 2024 on it,
mm-hmm.
It was the same document,
mm-hmm.
same county document, 2024. Well, you need the 2025 document. I said, is it the same? Oh, it's exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just mark off 2024 and put 2025 there. Oh, so no, we can't do that. It's got to be the 20. And I went, but it's the same document. And then as soon as I
heard myself asking that question to the person in front of me. I thought, just stop. Just stop.
Yeah.
Just hand me the 2025 and I'll transpose it.
Yeah, but, there's so many little changes.
There's little changes, but some of them, hey, could come back and bite you if you don't do it.
Absolutely, and that's a main part of our job, is just staying up to date. I mean, there's always laws and regulations coming out, especially in California, just minor single word changes that do require a whole document. And if you have, you know, a staff of over 50 employees, you're going to spend a lot of time chasing people down just to get that one document signed.
Me trying to get my guys to sign one document.
And you're right here.
I'm at six people. You know, I've got to. So the only way I can do it is if I attach it to their paychecks.
Oh, my God.
So when they come in for that, then sign these documents.
Good trick.
That's
a really good system.
Hey, look, you can't herd cats, right?
Right.
But you sure can control where their food is.
There you go.
There you go. Okay. this is one of the strengths I think that O2 has. Not only do they do the homework for finding somebody, they can also take that burden of once they're hired and take that entire burden on. Mm-hmm. And it's going to cost you some dollars. However, it's also going to keep you out of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Any type. And also, it may be even less expensive in the long run.
Right.
You know, to have this type of service there where you don't have to worry about anything. You just concentrate on your work.
Yes.
That's the beauty I see of O2.
It really is, yeah. I mean, and you don't just have your one person in staffing or one consultant in HR. Yeah, you have the entire team of us. So, and we work with so many different industries. Some of our consultants have worked in a certain industry and come with a wealth of knowledge. And so we all really get to work together and play to each other's strengths in making sure that we have the most current, accurate information for any of our clients.
Well, I think that's the bottom line, is because things change so dramatically from year to year. And I'm not talking about changing immigrant to alien. Okay, that and that'll switch back the next time there's another demonstration.
Right.
Sorry, but it probably will, which is the strength and the weakness of our system that we have. But it's the things that they change that, like OSHA, or, you know, that you all are up on. That you know, it's part of your HR is that they have to do these things.
Exactly. Well, in California has Cal OSHA, which is more strict than Fed OSHA.
I got a friend who got hit with a $10,000 fine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not because this man didn't have the mask.
Mm-hmm.
It's because he didn't have it annotated that it had been fitted by
the fit
a medical physician.
Mm-hmm.
And even though that they had the mask, but because he didn't have that, that was a $10,000 fine.
Yeah.
One offense. So, yeah.
Yeah, safety is a big thing. And in addition, we also have a safety consultant who handles all of our workers' compensation, all of our OSHA. And that's another thing that we offer our clients is we'll go out and do an on-site inspection and just make sure that your safety policies are in place. Any new updates that come out, we really try to keep our clients on top of it because we can provide you the information. But you're there day to day. It's your facility, your business. Mm-hmm. We'll give you the tools to be successful.
And O2 also offers free classes. Is that correct? On different things on HR? And
yeah, different trainings we try to provide.
Different trainings you put out there for free.
Yeah, we just got a new website. And so all of our new events and trainings will be listed on the events page. So keep an eye on that.
And, you know, especially when at the beginning of the year, when the new laws come out, and you know that Sacramento just spends all this time trying to come up with 1,000 new laws every year. It's not easy. I mean, there's only so many laws you can write, but they seem to have no problem finding the time. So what's the most enjoyable? Minute apiece. What's your most enjoyable part of your job?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I touched on it earlier, is finding people a career that they are so happy about, can earn a good income, and then also helping the client find a really good employee.
Okay. Mariah, what's your favorite, or what's your most satisfying part?
Most satisfying, I think that just helping businesses continue to stay growing, and just really stay in business, because it truthfully is really hard.
It is hard.
Yeah.
It is hard. to and O2 provides the background. Now, let me also add that they also have a la carte menus. Like, mm-hmm. I needed HR.
A handbook.
Mm-hmm. And they built me one. And, you know, it's and the whole idea behind that is to keep me out of trouble. Mm-hmm. And it was set up for our business. And they can do that if you need it. And you do need an HR handbook. And, you know, with the latest in it, they can do that. And it's a la carte on those kind of things. Mm-hmm. But you're also locally owned, locally operated, a mm-hmm. Reading business.
Yeah.
And how do people get a hold of you?
Give us a call. And then our website, too. So give us a call, and we can have someone call you back, answer all your questions. If you are an applicant, go online and apply online, and then look at our job board, see if there's any jobs that are interest. And if not, it's always good to come in so you're on our radar for other jobs that open up.
Yeah, come in.
Just so you're in.
Get your resume in.
Create that relationship. Let us know what you're looking for so we can help.
Okay, now tell us one more time. We got just a few seconds left. Tell us about your book rally or your book bag. Or your bag, backpack.
Oh, yes. We are doing a backpack drive. August is Child Support Awareness Month. So from now through July 25th at our O2 Employment Services office, 915 Mistletoe Lane, we are collecting backpacks and any school supply, pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, binders, glue, scissors, anything in that realm. We will gladly take donations, and this goes directly to Shasta County Child Support Services.
Okay, leave that with me, and we'll talk about that during the weeks. Thank you so much, Kelsey Sirt and Mariah Henderson, for being with us today.
Thank you.
Okay, hey, everybody. It's going to be a little warm. Watch out for those thunderstorms in case it happens, and God bless America.
Down, gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.